Senator Ron Johnson to face Democrat challenger Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin general election. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 9, 2022. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes has won the state's Democrat U.S. Senate primary and will face Republican Senator Ron Johnson in the state's midterm election in November, according to an Associated Press projection. Barnes became the Democrat frontrunner after his top opponent, Milwaukee Bucks executive Alex Lazary, dropped out of the race with less than 2 weeks until the primary election.
"Thank you. This is the honor of a lifetime. Now, we take the fight to Ron Johnson," Barnes tweeted after he became the projected winner.
"We're going to the Senate to rebuild the middle class. We're going to protect the right to choose. We're going to fight to make the American dream an American reality."
Senator Johnson, who easily won the state's GOP primary on Tuesday, is the only Republican senator running for re-election in a state that President Joe Biden carried in 2020. Although Biden carried Wisconsin, between his record low approval ratings, increasingly high levels of inflation, and disastrous Afghanistan pullout, Biden's presence may harm Barnes' chances of defeating Johnson. However, Barnes is one of several Democrat candidates who are trying to distance themselves from Biden. Barnes diverged from Biden's timeline for lifting Title 42 and reportedly dodged the question of whether he would support Biden's re-election campaign in 2024. Barnes has also tried to distance himself from the Defund the Police and other anti-law enforcement movements, despite some of his biggest financial backers being Defund the Police advocates. For example, Lead the Way, a far-left fundraising committee that supports other pro-Defund the Police candidates like Representative Cori Bush, RMO, donated $28,000 to his 2022 Senate campaign, making it the largest single donation his campaign received. Further, Barnes came under fire during the primary campaign for calling America's founding awful during Independence Day weekend. As Breitbart News reported, he said, "Things were bad, things were terrible, when talking about the nation's origins. The founding of this nation? Awful," Barnes added, noting that Americans need to commit themselves to repairing the harm and damage done in the past. He then added that the impact of colonialism and slavery is still felt today, and that they are going to continue to be felt unless we address it in a meaningful way. As a Wisconsin state senator, Barnes advocated for radical gun control legislation that would have made selling, transporting, or possessing any bullet that expands or flattens easily in the human body a felony. In addition, Barnes reportedly uses his TikTok account to advocate for ending the Senate filibuster and codifying Roe v. Wade. Wisconsin residents also launched an effort to recall Barnes, along with Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, D, after violence erupted in Kenosha, Wisconsin, during the summer 2020 Black Lives Matter riots. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.